Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Oh, burned at the end there. Angela Parrish live on Human Crafted Radio. It's KX93.5. And that was her original song, Bicycle. Welcome, Angela. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks so much for making the drive down to Laguna Beach. It's your first time here.
Yes, it is. And I'm really appreciative of you for having me, and I'm glad to be here.
Well, you are... The pleasure's all mine, trust me. I've been following you for a while. And you have a great story, you have an amazing voice, and you can really play the piano.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I went to school for piano for a long time, and they made us practice quite a bit. So
spent a lot of time in the practice room. So.
Many hours.
Anyways, I should have spent more time there. I always wanted my parents, I'm sure they gave me the option to take piano lessons as a kid, and mm-hmm. I was like, no, I don't want to. And I always get mad at them and say, you should have made me. I'm going to make my son take piano lessons, even if he doesn't like it.
You know, there things go in waves. Sometimes kids are really into it, sometimes they're not. But as long as, you know, they're encouraged to do something that they enjoy, whether that's, you know, kind of... I mean, for me, for a minute, I got disenchanted with classical music. And so then that's when I started playing jazz. And that really kept my interest in piano alive and kind of sustained me through the adolescent years of struggle with that. So... Yeah, it was, I would say definitely make your son take piano.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has a good chance of being into music. We'll see.
I agree.
I'm trying to play music to him while he's in the belly as much as
possible.
That's
adorable.
Do I look pregnant? Do I look okay?
Sympathy pregnant? I don't think so. I think you look good. Thank you.
Yeah. So before we get into, you know, what you're doing currently with your original music, let's talk about your background. So you're from Newton, Kansas.
Yes.
And you grew up playing piano.
I did.
And then you studied jazz piano, you majored, and then you got a master's in Colorado, right?
I did, also in jazz piano. lots and lots of piano.
And then after that, what happened? What brought you out west?
I have a good relationship with Jeff Hamilton, who's a jazz drummer, and I met him through my master's program in Colorado. And he said, you should consider moving to Los Angeles. And so I just decided that was eventually where I wanted to be as soon as I could after grad school. So I just kind of up and moved.
Yeah, well, I've been reading up, you know, we met, just disclaimer real quick, we met before the La La Land gig.
Yes.
And I met you at Detroit Bar. Is that what?
Dresden.
No, sorry, Dresden.
That's okay.
Same thing.
I was like, we got the same letter.
Yeah, we met at the Dresden, I watched you perform. I think it was just you and your keys. I think you might have had a sideman, but I was really, really into your original stuff and your voice. So that's how we met, and then we have some of the same friends. Mm-hmm. And then I saw on Facebook this La La Land thing, and I've been reading up on the story. It's really cool because I didn't think people still did that, just like sold everything, moved out to LA to chase the dream. And that's exactly what you did, which is also kind of cool because that's the story of La La Land.
Yeah.
So it was perfect that would be your break. So I want to talk about that. So you came out at 26, you sold everything, you didn't have much of your name, you lived in your Honda, Tessa was her name.
Yes.
Lived in Tessa for a while, and you just were you know, grinding, trying to survive, living in your car, but also crashing on couches and writing and recording music. Mm-hmm. How was that time of your life, and how did you push through any rejection or setbacks you might have felt?
At the time, it wasn't my plan to live in my car necessarily, but I wound up with a gig teaching piano lessons really far away from the place I was going to stay. And I didn't have very much money saved up, so I really couldn't afford the gas money to drive back and forth, so I just lived in my car. And it was not easy. I would shower at the Y or at a friend's house. I would use the Wi-Fi at Panera Bread. It wasn't an ideal situation, but it was kind of fun and challenging because it taught me how badly I wanted to pursue my career. I know that, you know, if I was willing to go that low, like a low in an emotional place and that low physically, then I still didn't want to give up and still wanted to do it. I knew that I could probably put up with just about anything and be all right. And so when your plans change, your path changes, I guess, to get to where your plans want, you know, to take you, then I think that if you still find a way to cope with it, then you know you really want it badly enough. And it was tough to face a lot of rejection, too, just in the music industry from publishers and record labels and A&R people, et cetera. But I have a lot of supportive friends and a supportive family, and having a few people that really cheer you on and tell you not to give up is really important, but also just knowing that everything is so subjective in the arts, and you have to believe in your ability to find your audience and do something because someone's going to like what you do. And someone isn't, you know, going to like what you do. There's always going to be, you know, people that love your stuff or people that don't care for it. But, you know, you just keep going until you find the people that do love what you do or until you find a good fit for you musically. And that's like the fun in life, too, is trying to beat the odds.
The struggle the goal is in the process. So your circumstances change, but your goal never did. And you found a way to continue pursuing your passion, which is music. And I want to, so let's play another song and then we'll talk about La La Land. Because I just love that opening number. And I want to hear from you the story and how it's, you know, kind of what the ride has been like and how it's changed your situation and you know what's come of it. So
I love to talk about it.
What do you want to play next?
This is a song called Borrowed Time. It's from my EP that came out in 2015, and it's written for and about my father, who has Parkinson's disease, and he has a great attitude despite that, and he copes with his situation with humor, and he just lives his life to the fullest while he can, and it's taught me to do the same.
Right on. Angela Parrish, Borrowed Time, live on KX93.5. Take it away.
Tell me a tale and pour me a glass. Spare no expense on wine. I'll eat from the center and do what I please. I'm living on borrowed time. I can't shake the feeling. There's no sense in kneeling to pray to that maker of mine. The old man upstairs is a lone shark, and I'm living on borrowed time. I cannot run from the reaper, and I can't buy a miracle pill. When all said and done, it's much cheaper to spend my last dime on a thrill. Call each and every last one of my friends. I'll give them my love online. I won't drag them down with a burden, reaping my borrowed time.
Borrowed Time by Angela Parrish, live right now on KX93.5. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
That reminds me of a little bit of Satisfied Mind. You know that tune?
No,
I don't. It's an old tune, and I love that style.
Oh, thanks. Well, I'll have to look that up. I don't know that song.
It's really beautiful. And so that was for your father.
Yes.
And so he's still living with Parkinson's?
He is. Yes, he just turned 75.
Wow. That's amazing.
He has a great attitude. My mom is his caregiver. He's really very kind to her also. He's great. He's a great man.
When did he start to develop symptoms?
About 10 years ago, I think. 10 or 11 years ago. He's had it a while.
So I see where some of your staying power comes from. It runs in the family, you know?
That's very kind of you to say. It's touching. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing that for us.
Oh, no problem. It's my pleasure to do so.
So after you moved out here at about 26 years old,
yes,
you lived in your car. Let's catch people up. If you're just tuning in to KX93.5, this is Angela Parrish from Kansas. And she moved out here about 4 years ago and was really just grinding, you know, teaching piano, taking showers at the Y, living out of her car, and just trying to make it, recording music, writing, and kind of getting shot down as it goes in the LA music industry.
Indeed.
And eventually something happened. Was it a total sudden thing? Is this kind of out of left field, this La La Land opportunity?
Basically.
You want How about I just let you explain it since it's your deal? Yeah, I'm interested to hear as well how that opportunity fell into your lap, and then how you pursued it and what was going on.
My drummer in my band, Jose Perez, had a friendship with a guy named Ryan Svensson who works at Lionsgate. And Ryan asked him if he knew anybody with experience singing jazz, and Jose put my name forward because we've worked together for a long time. He wasn't sure what it was for. He just was comfortable recommending me. And then I got a phone call from, it was Peter Rotter Music Services, but now it's Encompass Music Partners, and they had me come audition for the part, and then a couple of weeks later I got the call back to come and do the final vocal for the film. This was March of last year, so it's been about a year since I recorded the vocals.
And I read in an article that you weren't sure if they were going to act. You found out you got the part, mm-hmm. and you still were skeptical. You weren't sure if you were going to hear your vocals when the movie came out.
I think it's always safe to assume, you know, that I think in anything that in this industry, especially because things always change, that you don't know you're in it until you hear it with your own ears. Things could have changed in between when I did it and when you put the film out.
What was that moment like when you first went and saw the film and you heard your voice in the opening scene?
I was nervous. I almost threw up, which is so weird. I mean, which doesn't make any sense because it was a vocal I had already done. So it wasn't like I was nervous to perform because it had happened a very long time ago. a fairly long time ago. But I was equally nervous for live performing than I was for that, which I don't know where that came from. But it was kind of strange, but it was also wonderful. It was such an exciting experience, and I was really grateful that I wound up getting that opportunity, and that the final, you know, cut of the film had me singing in it. And I think I'm always like hesitant to post about things online or to talk about projects until they happen. Like I sang in a Super Bowl commercial for Honda because I lived in my Honda, and I didn't talk about that until the day it came out, just because I was, you know, you just want to be
sure. You're really smart, yeah.
You just want to be sure before you say, hey, everyone.
I mean, better safe than sorry.
You know, yeah, and I feel lucky to get to do things like this, and I never assume, you know, until the final product, just out of, respect to the way of the world and the changing industry, and just, you know, that sometimes, you know, it can come down to whatever.
Well, but, I know we didn't know each other that well, but as soon as I saw the article and you know, I saw this on Facebook, I called up our mutual friend Nathan.
Yay.
And I was just, can you believe this is so cool? And I was really excited about it.
Thank you.
So I'm really glad that you decided to come down here and play some music for us and share your story for the people of Laguna Beach and our online listeners all over the world. You can stream our music at kx935.com/player. We also have a free app. So this will be a podcast, so anybody who didn't get to tune into it, you know, up in L.A. or in Kansas, you can share it with people. We'll get the link up. But how has this experience, the La La Land thing in particular, changed your options? Has it opened up more doors? What would you say?
I definitely had the chance to do the Honda commercial because of that. There have been some more studio vocal opportunities that have been on the table. It's been better for my songwriting career and my singing career in general. I've met more people. Things, you know, are hopefully moving in a new direction. I'm not sure exactly what that'll look like yet, but have some exciting meetings coming up, and I'm open to anything that I'm a good fit for. So it's been
nice.
It's
a good attitude.
Yeah, well, I think you have to be that way. And I the best thing about it, though, has been connecting with people that will message me on Facebook from England or wherever, you know, that hear the movie and take the time to look me up. That's been the best thing ever, to get to talk to people who really enjoyed that film, people who see themselves in the lead characters, and just, it's been a huge gift, and I'm super lucky and grateful for it.
That is so cool. Well, you seem like you're a very humble person, always nice to see. You're not getting all, you know, when someone gets this kind of a role, you know, their voice in a movie that's been winning tons of awards. You guys won so many Golden Globes, but you seem like you're just the same Angela that I met before.
That's really nice. Well, I mean, there are a lot of really talented people in the world, and I was just one person out of many that worked so hard on the film for a very long time, and so I just feel, you know, the chances of having something like this happen are small. I am well aware of that. It took me longer to have my breakout moment, longer than a lot of, I think, female singers. I'm 30, so, which isn't old, but it's maybe older than, you know, in the pop world anyway, quite a bit older than some other singers. But I know I'm lucky. I appreciate everything that comes along because there are tons of talented people out there.
Yeah. Well, you're really young. I just found out, I literally didn't know this because of the music video for Chandelier, but Sia is like 42.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until the other day.
Well, yeah, you can't, I mean, yeah. You know, she's timeless though in the way she communicates. But even, you know, like, I mean, if you think about, we're living to 100, like, 42 isn't old, you know?
We're going to be, I think we're going to be in the generation that has the option, I don't know, maybe if we have a lot of money, to live longer. We'll see.
Like, forever?
Forever. If you keep getting updates, you know? So, like, if the first update comes out, it's like, oh, if you do this or do this operation or this, I don't know, whatever the thing is, you'll live for 20 more years. Then in those extra 20 years, you'll be able to get the upgrade to, like, 50 years.
That's crazy.
Then, like, you know, the...
Like iOS brain version, like.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's going to be affordable for all of us.
Or even, you know, I can't decide if that's awesome because I'm equally terrified of death as everyone is, but or awful. Like, would it be awful to live forever?
No, because you could still, what about, it's not eternity. You it's just the aging process, but you could still get run over by a bus.
Oh, that's a good point.
And I'm sure it's probably not forever. Maybe like, what if you could live for like hundreds of years or just decide when you're done? I would like that option. I'm going to keep my mind open.
That's a good point. Maybe that would be okay.
All right. Well, we're getting way off into the reeds here.
I like it though.
Yeah, me too. Let's hear another song. And wait, right before that though, you guys are gearing up for the Academy Awards, and
yes.
And this film has been nominated for a lot of them.
14.
That's incredible. And how many Golden Globes did it win?
7. It broke the record for most Golden Globes won by a film ever.
That's incredible.
It's awesome. It was really cool to see that and the nominations too for the Oscars, just because knowing the incredible, kind and talented, crazy awesome people that worked on this film, seeing them get their due for working on a unique project that's sort of a one of a kind, you know, groundbreaking thing. It was awesome because they deserve it. The people that made this are as kind as they are talented.
Well, you deserve it too. There were a lot of people up for this song, a lot of people auditioning for it, I'm sure. So congratulations again. But let's get back to some original music, which is The Real Thing. And I want to hear another one that's coming out on your forthcoming record. What's this one called?
This one's called Fault Line.
Fault Line by Angela Parrish, live at our Pearl Street Studios. It's Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. Whenever you're ready, Angela.
Satisfaction, honey, make me ache. I am what you want and what you want anymore. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? I could feel it coming in the walls and the floor. I can see the signs we built on a fault line. Set me free. You deny, you think you're kind, but you hold me hostage till you see that the dust can't settle if the ground don't shake. Give me satisfaction, honey, make me ache. I am what you want and what you want anymore. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why? I could feel it coming in the walls and the floor. I can see signs we built on a fault line. Baby, you a blessing, hidden by design.
That was Angela Parrish performing her original Fault Line. She's a Kansas native and L.A. transplant. She traded tornadoes for earthquakes.
I did.
And that's going to be coming out on her forthcoming record. It's called Fault Lines. Beautiful stuff. I love your style. It's so timeless. And
thank you.
I think your background has really informed your songwriting for sure.
I hope so. I try to emulate people that are awesome at songwriting and I try to get better. And I hope it comes out in what I do in small ways.
It is, for sure. I love it. I can't wait to hear this new record. Whenever your singles are ready, send them over my way so we can play them here on KX93.5.
I'd love to. Thank you.
Yeah. And we wish you all the luck here at KX93.5. And we will be watching the Oscars on February 26th and rooting for La La Land.
Thank you. I'm excited to see what happens and very honored to have been a part of such an incredible film.
Oh, awesome. Well, are you playing any shows up in LA? I know you're gigging a lot up there, but do you have any original or band performances coming up at any time?
I have something coming up at the end of March or beginning of April, but we haven't picked a date for sure yet.
Okay.
That coincides with my release. So yeah, everything's sort
great.
Of on a TBA timeline, which is great because, you know, it would be ideal to have a real date for you, but I don't.
No, that's totally fine. We will.
You can let me
know later and I'll add it into the podcast.
Oh, I would love that.
Just kidding.
Full band show. I haven't done a full large band show in LA in a while, and so we're planning something to coincide with a big release coming up.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, where can people follow you on social media?
I'm on all of the face spaces and books and places. I'm on Instagram at IM, like the letter I and the letter M, Angela Parrish, and Parrish has two R's, so I am Angela Parrish. That's my Twitter handle also, or Angela Parrish Music on Facebook and YouTube, and you can just Google my name and face and stuff.
Wonderful, and I'm sure lots of stuff about La La Land will pop up.
Yes.
And man, that is just such a great story. I'm really glad that you never gave up, and you're still pursuing music, and we look forward to hearing more from you. Thank you so much for coming down to KX93.5.
Thanks for having me. It's been a wonderful experience, and this place is great, and you're really nice, and you guys are awesome.
Thank you. Well, let's go sign the wall now.
I get to do that?
Yeah, let's get your your signature on the infamous wall.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right.
Can I do purple?
Absolutely. I was going to ask you what color. That's popular
purple.
One.
Oh,
purple for sure.
Okay, cool.
All right, and then we'll get you back up to LA safely for your gigs.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, Angela.
Bye-bye.